Here begins My Little Pony, The New Generation. 5 minute stories. Licensed by Hasbro. Narrated by Imogen Church for Saga Kid. Izzy Does It. That morning, Izzy was extremely excited. The day she had been waiting for was finally here, her best friend Sonny's birthday. On this occasion, she decided to do something absolutely special for her. She put on her crafting glasses and set to work while singing merrily. Izzy was doing her best to make the gift really special. Looking for inspiration, she piled up a whole lot of different items, but still wasn't sure what exactly she should prepare for her friend. The pile soon turned into a tower of random things, and on top sat Izzy. This is how her friends, Sheriff Hitch, his little dragon Sparky, and Detective Zip, have found her.
"What is going on here?" asked the sheriff, intrigued.
"I have no idea," Zip replied. Sparky, on the other hand, got excited. The little dragon leapt off Hitch's back and, delighted, dashed towards the pile.
"I am creating the most wonderful birthday present in the world. I finally have a friend to give it to," exclaimed an overjoyed Izzy,
but she didn't manage to finish her sentence. Sparky inadvertently loosened a part of the structure and the whole tower collapsed, and with it, Izzy. At the same moment, Hitch's hooves flared with green magic, and it was only thanks to him that the filly had a soft landing.
"Phew! Don't worry, Izzy. The sheriff will always help you," Hitch sighed, getting up from the ground. "This magic is getting more and more unpredictable," he muttered to himself, while Izzy looked at the things scattered everywhere.
She still didn't know what a present for Sonny should look like. Fortunately, this mess was just her element. Izzy tapped the remains of the pile with her hoof and it shook once more. On top of it, something flashed, something rang, and a lovely shiny bracelet landed on Izzy's horn. It was just what she was looking for. She'd managed to create a really great gift. At the same moment, Sonny emerged from the house. She looked a little disturbed and was still sleepy. Izzy immediately ran up to her friend.
"Happy birthday to you! And happy birthday to me for saying happy birthday to a friend for the first time!"
Then she handed her the bracelet. Izzy was worried Sonny wouldn't like her gift, but Sonny immediately put the trinket in her mane. She looked gorgeous.
"This is the best gift I ever got," she admitted. "I have to show it to everyone right away. Why don't we go to the Maritime Bay Craft Fair?"
"Are you serious?"
"Of course," exclaimed the excited Izzy, and without hesitating for a moment, the two fillies galloped towards the town. Along the way, Sonny continued to marvel at the gift, touched that her friend had put so much effort into creating the bracelet. The trinket waved and flickered in the wind, perfectly accentuating the filly's lush mane.
"Izzy, this is more than fantastic. This is Izzy-tastic."
Izzy felt really happy that she had managed to make her friend so happy. There were lots of interesting things going on at the fair. Ponies, unicorns and pegasi from the town and the surrounding area proudly displayed their crafts on the stalls. But everyone's eyes wandered to the bracelet placed in Sonny's mane. Izzy rejoiced in her friend's happiness. As Sonny got behind the counter of her smoothie stall, a farmer gifted her with a basket of gigantic fruits and vegetables. The filly eagerly set to work. Meanwhile, Izzy couldn't get enough of all the wonders.